dealer.
747, Woody Zuko and Stacy on Halloween morning. We welcome in our friends, Mike Robert and Sam Clark from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society here on Woody and the Wake Up Call. Mike, Sam, welcome back, guys.
Good morning.
About 10 days ago, we had you on, and we took a number of calls from woodheads who allegedly had haunted houses or haunted apartments or knew of a haunted situation, and we sent you out on wild goose chases any number of times. Mike, let's start with you. What panned out? What didn't?
Well, the people we contacted, nothing really panned out from it, so we took it upon ourselves to go to a place in Clintonville that we've been actively investigating for the last couple of months.
Ooh.
And it's pretty creepy there.
Is it a residence?
Yeah, the woman actually moved out because of the things going on there.
What part of Clintonville, roughly? Can you give us a...
Off of High Street. That's all I can really say.
Yeah, pretty close to High Street?
Yeah.
Campus area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And so the place is now vacant?
Yes, it's up for sale.
Yeah, I wonder why. All right. When did these, because we have a series of three, what we call EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. When were they captured?
Well, this first one was captured this past Sunday night. Me and Chris, who was on the last show a few weeks ago, we were there Sunday night for a couple of hours, and we were monitoring some TVs and some audio equipment. And this was in a bedroom that nobody was in there. Me and Chris were downstairs, and just we kept hearing like footsteps or something walking across the floor. And we thought, okay, we got to get something out of this. And when we played the tape back, this is what we got.
One more time. Listen close. What are we? It sounds like a female voice, all breathy.
It sounds like a breathy whisper. Maybe like a female. I'm not really sure what it could be, but it sounds to me like it's saying Howard.
Let's listen. Oh, yeah, I can hear Howard.
It's weird how the second time around you can hear it so much better than the first time.
How many times do you have to listen to this stuff before you can determine what it is you're hearing?
Normally just a couple of times, because in this case, I knew who was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew it was just me and Chris in the house, and this was taking place upstairs.
Okay. All right, one more time, see if you can pick up Howard. Yeah, you definitely can hear it. All right, and then, okay, let's go to number two here.
Okay, this was the one where Chris actually picked this up before we investigated as cops. Chris brought us this case before he joined our group, and this was captured also in the same area the first one was captured.
The same house?
Yes, and this was captured by a digital recorder.
Okay. All right, let's listen very close. Is this pretty easily discernible?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a real good one.
All right, let's listen very closely here.
I got you now.
God. That one more time.
I got you now.
Sounds like they're saying, I got you now.
That's what I hear, too.
I hear, I got your mail.
Let's check it one more time.
I got you now.
No, it's now.
I got you.
That is another entity.
It sounds different.
Now,
the voices.
When you guys hear something like that, don't you worry? Like maybe they're being for real. They do have you. I mean, does it scare you that now a ghost may be following you around?
Yeah, I mean,
does it ever cross your mind?
Good question.
It crosses our mind, but see, most of the time we don't hear these until we play it back. So it's not, you know, when it happens, most of the time we don't hear it.
Sam, yeah, Clark, but are you noticing things like stuff running out in the road or cars? Like, are you avoiding accidents at all costs? I mean,
we don't have ghosts as stalkers.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. I mean, we don't know what that other dimension is all about.
I sleep with holy water next to my bed just in case something like that does
probably
happen.
Not a bad call. Do you really?
Yeah, I have it in my top drawer of my nightstand.
Have you ever felt like you were being followed after you've been to one of these?
We had a case, it was like 2 weeks ago, and I had a dream that somebody was standing over my bed and that he was going to do something very bad. And I woke up later on that night to my mom being very, very sick and my dad being very, very sick. And they were sick for 2 days. And for those 2 days, I felt a very, heavy presence in the home.
Really?
Yeah, really. Wow. I don't know if it was from our investigation or not. It might have just been a... But this guy was standing next to my bed, and he said, I'm going to get you.
Really?
Really. And there was just... That whole day seemed like I was caught in the Twilight Zone, and I told my best friend...
Where had you been?
I can't remember what case we had. I think it might have been the Clintonville case.
Okay.
But it was just, it was a weird day. It was a weird, weird day.
You told your best friend about this?
Yeah, I told my best friend about that, and it felt like I was in the Twilight Zone all day.
Wow. Let's listen to one more here, Mike, this last one. This is from the same home in Clintonville?
Yeah, this was actually captured on a video camera. I set up a night vision video camera in the living room. Me, Chris, and Sam were in the kitchen, and I was testing just a standard tape recorder with a little boundary microphone like you use for meetings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually say testing, 1, 2, 3, before, make sure everything sounds good before I start recording. And this was oddly enough picked up, like I said, on the video camera. And after I say testing the second time, you'll hear it.
Okay, let's listen very closely. You say testing.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, and I say that twice.
All right, let's listen to what we hear after that. Here we go.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you hear a different voice at the end saying testing.
You do.
Yeah, and that click at the end is me hitting stop on my tape recorder.
Hang on.
Do you wish you wouldn't have hit stop?
Let's try this again here.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
That's you. Oh, God, that's really clear. Somebody else was there saying testing.
Yeah, and
but there was no one else there.
Right. But when I played that back on the tape recorder, that voice wasn't there, only on the video camera.
I gotta hear that one more time.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you can definitely hear
it. It almost covers like the last part of 3.
Yeah.
It comes in.
You can definitely hear a testing. Yeah. There's
so if you take like a tape recorder and you go to a house that you believe is haunted, you just hit record. And just wait? That's what you do?
Yeah, you can do that. And you can actually listen. You can plug in a set of headphones and listen to it real time, too. But when you do that, you can hear so much stuff. It's like, you know, okay, I don't want to, you know, label that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only most of the time when you play the recordings back is when you hear the good stuff.
Mike Robert, Sam Clark, Central Ohio Paranormal Society, a.k.a. COPS, with us here in studio on WCOL. Now, I told you I would tell you the haunted stories, and you can believe this if you want to. I was always open to it, but I never really, I can't say as I was a, real believer in haunted things. When we left Columbus the last time, it's the third time we've lived here. This was in March of it was in late June, 1st of July in 2001. We bought a big house in San Antonio. It was a nice house, probably the nice house we've ever had. And it had been on the market for a while, which we got a good deal on it, so we probably could afford a little more house than what we had. It was a huge house. It was 5-bedroom, had 6.5 baths.
Wow.
And I loved the upstairs. There was four upstairs bedrooms and a big loft area that overlooked the main, I don't know what you call it, foyer or whatever downstairs. And I had our big screen TV up there and my leather couch. That's where I hung to watch ball games and stuff. Well, the first thing that happened was I was double dipping. I was finishing up my responsibilities here at COL and doing my marketing job, so I was working two jobs. So on Saturday mornings, I slept in late. And my wife, meanwhile, was working a nurse job. The first thing that happened was, you know how we bought brand new furniture, by the way. We've got a brand new wood bed with those heavy metal forks that hook into the footboard and the headboard,
Right.
So they're in there. The people that we bought the furniture from came out and set the beds up. So they knew what they were doing. The forks at the end of our bed came unhooked, and I'm in the house by the kids, I think, were still sleeping, too. My bed, my box spring and my mattress slid to the bottom. The footboard fell against the back wall. And this is after I'd heard things, but this was the first thing I experienced, and I slid to the wall, and I just surmised that whatever was there thought I was being lazy and sleeping in too late. So I got up and I said a few choice words, and I said, I'm working two jobs and I'm tired. Leave me alone.
It's a good alarm clock,
though. You said that?
I said that out loud. I was ticked. Second thing that happened, same bedroom. This was the upstairs bedroom because we were still trying to sell our house here in Columbus. So the realtor we were using at that time said, leave your furniture in there. It'll sell faster. Wrong. As soon as we moved our furniture down there, the house sold. But anyway, so we'd bought new furniture. We're sleeping upstairs waiting to get our stuff down in the master. In this same upstairs bedroom, I was sitting, the couch and the big screen TV looked into that bedroom with the door open. I'm sitting there one night, and the lights came on. The lights had been off because we weren't in there. The lights came on, and then they went off. And I thought I was seeing stuff because I was tired. I rubbed my eyes and I thought, no, it happened again. Only this time it happened twice.
Oh, wow.
I went downstairs and I told my wife, I said, look, something just happened upstairs and I'm almost afraid to tell you because I don't think you're going to believe me. So she did not go upstairs that night. We came up like the next night, I don't remember, two nights after, it happened and she saw it. And then it happened a lot after that. It's like it presented itself to both of us. We called an electrician the next day as soon as she saw it. He came out, he said, there's nothing wrong with your switch. Nothing wrong at all. Third thing, and it continued to happen. If we were sitting up there, like if it wanted to get our attention, it would come on and off. On and off. And I mean, it would be very obvious.
Wow.
The third thing that happened after telling friends about this, we entertained a lot in that house. We had friends over. Zuko, you met Charlie and his wife, Eva.
Yep.
Well, we had them over to the house. We're upstairs watching TV, and Eva had to go to the bathroom, and this bedroom had a bathroom off of it, right attached to it. And I said, Eva, that's the room that all the fun stuff's been happening. She goes, I don't care. You know, she went in there and... So she takes care of business, goes to wash her hands, and I heard a little shriek, and she goes, Woody! And I walked in there, and on the door jamb, on the left side of the door, was about a 9-inch strip of wet toothpaste with the toothpaste tube sitting out on the counter at the bathroom where she'd washed her hands. Now, you know as well as I would, toothpaste has been out and exposed. It gets hard and crusty.
Right.
This was fresh, and you put your finger in it, and it smooshed in. It had just been put there. I queried everybody in the house. I said, are you guys messing with Eve? Nobody had. And that was what showed me the ghost had a sense of humor, because they probably heard Eva say, I'm telling you, it happened. And then there was a third thing that happened where I saw an apparition on the wall in the middle of the night where the wall looked like it was lit up like sunlight. And I rubbed my eyes and it was 3:36 in the morning. So I've lived it. Wow. I believe in it. You choose what you want. But I'm telling you, if you've seen something like that, you know there's things that exist out there you can't explain.
Right.
Your website, real quick, called
www.centralohioparanormal.com.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Happy Halloween.
Thanks for having us.
We're up against a break.